Now, we all know about the power of Instagram. Huge companies like Coca-Cola, Starbucks, and Nike dominate the space. Companies with established followings like they all have seem to have no problems in getting engagement and results. But how can you use Instagram for smaller or more local businesses? One thing I've learned over the last few months is that the role of Instagram is very different for business use versus people wanting to use it like a personal Facebook style of account. Success for brands on Instagram takes more than publishing attractive images. You have to focus on a really thoughtful business-oriented strategy, a well-defined brand identity and some good visual creativity, and really thinking about effective community management. And community management is particularly important. Do you publish Instagram posts and never look at them again? Well, you're not alone. A lot of small businesses spend little to no time monitoring their comments, particularly because it's not the easiest thing to do within the Instagram app. It's also difficult because most brands tend to look at Instagram as a publishing tool and tend not to think about using Instagram to build consumer or customer engagement. So here are a few things that seem to be working for me so far on my learning journey on Instagram. First, the Gary Vee $1.80 per day Instagram strategy. This is really getting traction for me, and it's free. See my separate blog and podcast on this approach to building your Instagram presence. It's really simple, it really works, and I'm definitely seeing an acceleration in subscribers and comments as a result. Second, if you're going to use Instagram for business rather than building, say, a personal brand, then you need to stop thinking about likes as your main measure of success. The grim reality is that, like everything else in life and business, is that the 99% rule still applies. And that means about 1% of the population will really easily build Instagram followers. Because they're famous already through music or sport or things like that. Or success and followers will easily come to big brands that have a massive base of existing customers. For example, Dettol Arabia has amassed almost 500 followers just by putting up 27 pretty crappy image posts that all look the same. Or VW USA has nearly 500,000 followers but has only ever done 1,000 posts. Or Cher has nearly 1,000,000 followers and has only done 160 posts, and most of those are pretty bland. The existing fame of the brand makes the results skew massively. And for the rest of us, it's really unlikely that we'll ever amass huge numbers like that for our business. So what's important isn't the size of the numbers that you're going to get, it's more so what you do with the small community of followers that you pull together. The third thing that's apparent to me after a few months of use is that the visual creativity of the images that you put up makes a massive difference to the response you get. One of the biggest responses that I've received so far on Instagram was a stark picture of the Hong Kong skyline taken from a hotel window at sunset. I don't even know why I posted it, but the response was huge, eclipsing any of the more strategically planned and supposedly perfect posts that I'd done otherwise. So always try to post images that look a little different to everything out there. That'll definitely pay dividends. A fourth strategy for me that seems to be working is leveraging trending topics. For example, over the past weekend, we've had all of the football grand finals here in Australia. So I spent some time leveraging the official hashtags for both of those events, and I got lots of likes and followers as a result. But that said, it's highly debatable that any of those new followers from this experiment will have any relevance to my business success down the track, as they're mainly football fans, and my site isn't about football. I think the only benefit for my site, for anyone visiting for the first time, is I now have a lot more bulk follower numbers. So my Instagram profile just looks more popular than before. So that's a bit helpful. But this is what I suspect is wrong with the way that a lot of businesses are using Instagram as a business tool, because they equate likes with business success. But I worry a lot of the businesses that have built high numbers of followers on Instagram have really just built a lot of ghost followers who don't really matter to the true success of the business. So I think that your real business success on Instagram still comes back to your core business strategy. First things first, what do you want to achieve on Instagram? What's the purpose of your business using it? Whether you've never published a single photo before or you're an Instagram seasoned pro, you need to be considering the basics for your Instagram marketing strategy. First, what will Instagram allow you to do that the other platforms don't? And you need to really think about that. Where does it fit into the jigsaw puzzle? Secondly, who is your target audience? And which members of your audience are active on Instagram? And interestingly, I'm finding for the audience that I'm going for that Instagram, as an offshoot of Facebook that has more sort of pictorial appeal, actually is getting traction for the people that I'm aiming for. And thirdly, how will Instagram integrate with the other networks in your social media strategy? So you can't just think about Instagram alone. You need to be thinking about how it's going to work with Facebook, how it's going to work with LinkedIn, how it's going to work with search and things like that. I mean, the reality may be that while building a nice army of Instagram followers might make you feel good, perhaps your efforts might make more business sense by focusing on the less sexy staples like email marketing, reselling to existing customers, or building new customers via search engine optimization or Google Ads, or doing advertising on Instagram and using it as a paid media rather than spending all of your time and effort just posting on it. For example, I was looking at the Instagram page for Goodyear Tires, a big global brand with lots of awesome images of hot racing cars and celebrities that they're associated with and cool videos and even footage from the Goodyear blimp. And no doubt they have a significant digital team driving that Instagram presence. Now they've amassed just over 5,000 followers so far, which sounds great. And no doubt they put in a lot of work to do that. But impacting 5,000 people is just a tiny fraction of what they would get by just airing one single TV commercial somewhere. And if you look closely at what is happening on the Goodyear Instagram page, you see that lots of images that they post get lots of likes, but there are hardly any comments made. So you have to wonder what they're really getting out of it. And from what I see from the Goodyear story, it seems to be the same as thousands of big, well-funded brands out there. So I hope that helps. I'll be updating my progress with Instagram and the other social media platforms again in a few weeks' time. I'll see you next time.